part that does not have any holes, elo lahachshiz royim bavad. There's only enough kumina to be machshed as royim. There's a locha by tuma that an oichel is not mekabel tuma until first is hechshes. First water went on top of the pri, and now if a sheret touches the pri, it's mekabel tuma. Now the water, it could only be machshir when the peri is tolish. It's not mechub lekarka. His calls the man the peris are growing, it's not mekabel hechshem. Because otherwise every single peri had hechshem, but it has to rain, it has to have some water. So that's that the water goes on the peris when it's attached to mechubur, it's not mukshir. Now after the peri is tolish, then if water comes on top of the peri, it's mukshir that now if a sheretz touches the oichel, it's mekabel tuma. That means, let's say you have this apple growing in a flower pot, and water goes on the apple. So it depends. If the flower pot has a hole in it, he holds this called mechub lekarker, therefore the water is not machshir the apple. Mashenka, if the flower pot has no hole, then we see, consider this apple as if it's tolish, it's not mechub lekarker. So if water goes on the apple, it's called mukhshir kabutuma. So a koponim you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, there is a chilik, whether the kli has a hole or doesn't have a hole. So drashi el lahachshes royim has royim betoichet. If you have something growing in a flower pot, or tzutz nokov ainu makabel hechsher. If the flower pot has a hole, it's considered mechub lekarker and not makabel hechsher l'tumma. The sheinu nokov mashenka, the flower pot does not have a hole, then makabel hechsher. Why the tolishu? That's considered tolish from the karka since it doesn't have a hole. But the kasher is where Reb Shimon called malei. Reb Shimon is the one that says this. This goes according to Reb Shimon. So you see, according to Reb Shimon, there is a chilik. So how come in our Mishnah, which is mashma, that there's no chilik at all? Or Malay, lechol mizok, this teretz is poshet. Or Malay, lechol mili Reb Shimon, ketolish mishavile. It's like a true. Kol terakulu negate Shabbos avade, even though it's growing in a flower pot that has a hole, it's considered ketolish domi. Since it's not growing in the ground itself, it's off the ground in a flower pot, it's called ketolish. If you pull it off on Shabbos, you pot it. Now, v'shan elinyin tumah, mashen kenegeit, is din of hechsher. Why is this pear still called mechub lekark, it's not makabel hechsher? Ta teira ribsa teira etzel zroin. There's a special ribi hakru. Shenema, the posik says, al kol zera zorua, ashe yizoreya. Much any seed that kolzuman it's planted, kolzuman it's mechub lekarker, it's not makabel hechsher. Since the pasuk says ashe yizareya mashma, any type of a planting here makes it still called mechuber, that's not makabel hechsher. So even though really an otzis nokav in a flower pot is not really called mechub lekarker, but here since the pasuk says ashe yizareya mashma, any type of a planting that's mechuber, it can't be makabel hechsher. So here Reb Shimon is moedah that if it's in a flower pot that as a whole, it's considered mechub lekarker, that's not makabel hechsher. So drashi lechol mili, that means l'shabbos, vilchus shabbos, Reb Shimon holds, it's not called mechub lekarker, what's growing in a flower pot. Hu adin v'liknais b'meshichem, v'lei b'kesef, if you want to be kind of this flower pot, you don't have to make a kinyin kesef like karkon, but you only make a meshichel, like mitalplin. Hu l'pruzbul sh'enanichtav elo akarker, if you want to write a pruzbul, you have to own karker, owning an otzus nok of a crunch of Shimon is not good. Mashenkin, only if Hilchas Hechsher does he hold what's growing in a flower pot that has a hole, is considered Mechub Lekarka. Why? Because the Apostle says of Rashi, Yeshay Yizoreya, Kederech Shad Moitzel Izriya, Lemute Mechuba Koldu, Mashme, any type of a Mechuba. Lochi Yahani Izriya Yisayrim, the Apostle says next word, Yizriya the Kro, Omiyu, Shein Anokiv Tolish Gomu, Berenech Nami. If it's in a flower pot that has no hole at all, that's Mamish called Ketolish, that would be Mechabal Hechsher. Only if the flower pot has a hole, that's considered a little bit mechub lekarker, enough to say it can't be makabel hechsher right now. So the Gemara, boy minayu saba Rabbi Zera, a saba, an old person, asked the shala from Rabbi Zera, shoyrish kineged nekev mali omer Reb Shimon. What would Reb Shimon say in the case we have this flower pot, something's growing in the flower pot, and there's a hole on the bottom of the flower pot? Now the shurish, that means the root of this, whatever's growing, the root of the bean that's growing, is mamish kineged nekev. So maybe here Reb Shimon is moed, it's called mechub lekarker. Hey, since the roots of what's ever growing is right next to the hole, and the svar is that since there's a hole there, it gets its nourishment from the ground, so maybe it's considered the root is getting its direct nourishment from the ground, that's called mechub lekarker. So maybe here Reb Shimon is moed. Trashi mali yom Reb Shimon, mi moed. So, the mechuber who high shervish, the toilish lay b'shavas mechayiv. Hey, since this root is near the hole, is by the makam of the hole, so that's considered mamash mechub lekarkon. And if you pick up this root now on Shabbos, you be chayiv for toilish. That was the shayla. His ishtik, he kept quiet, he didn't answer him. Loyom alev lemidi, he didn't give him back an answer. Zim nechoda, trashi pam acheres another time. Ashkechei di Yosef, he found him sitting, he saw Reb Zera sitting. O Komar, and Reb Zera was saying, O moy de Rabbi Shimon, Shimnik ev bichtei tarosoi, that if there's a hole in the flower pot, that this hole is enough to mitire the klicheres. Hey, the lock of a klicheres is, once it's makabal tumah, you can't be mitire by putting it into the mikvah. Now the only answer is shvir, you have to break the klicheres, that's mitire. How much do you have to break it? How much of a hole do you have to make into it? We'll soon see later all the shirim. But lo yitzu, you make enough of a hole, a big enough hole. That's mitayrit mitumosoin. And now you have the flower pot. You have the flowers or the beans growing. Is then Reb Shimon is moed yichay. O moed Reb Shimon, shim nikev bichtei tarosoin. If you have this big enough hole in the flower pot. Yeah. That's called mechubah. So Rashi, shim nikev ha'otzos bichtei tarosoin. That means v'shim nitma nita b'shvirazu. If the kli would have been tummy, now when you make this big hole, it will become tor. V'hainu what shir is that? K'moitzi zayis. The shir have taken out an olive. The tanan m'sech the kelim kli cheres osalechem. If you have a kli cheres that's made to hold food in it, is shiura kizaisim. What's the shir of breaking it? How much of a hole do you have to make in it to say it's not usable anymore? Avi, it's a big enough hole that zaisim olives could go through it. Here Reb Zera said, "I'm moide that Reb Shimon is moide. This is called mechuber. Since there's such a big hole in the flower pot, that's called mechuber. Kol hazroim shebetoicha. Anything that's growing in this flower pot, the suli have a kli. The teretz is why it's not called a kli anymore. Since it's called a sheva kli, it's not called a kli. So mel is considered like a samish mechuber lekarkam. And if you tolish rip out from this flower pot now, you chayiv on Shabbos. That's what Reb Zera said." So the Sab had a kasha amalei. Amalei. Hash the shirish. Kineged nekev. Boy minoch. Madach you had a ayest you the shayla. Where there's a hole. Let's say it's a small hole in the flower pot. But the shirish, the root, is mamish growing right by the hole. Below your mat, the leave lo imidi. You didn't answer me. You had a tzat to say, even though the root is mamish kineged the ear. That's right on top of the ground. Still, you're telling me it's not called kemechubar. Of a zonika vichtei tarosai mi boy. The Chori should zikha have a suffix. What do I care if you have a big hole in this flower pot and it's not considered like a clean? But I'll call upon him the shiroshim, the roots that are not connected to the hole, should be a suffix? Rashi says, Nika bechtei tarosai mi boi, tehevel ele svuki be, you zikha should have had the shayla also. Pahanach, the roots, the lav connected on ekiv. The roots that are not near the hole, even though it's a big hole, wherever it is, but the roots that are not near the hole, you should have had a suffix. Maybe that's not called mechuber. V'yad pashatot olahu, dekula mechuberinu. And for you, this is poshid, that the whole thing is considered mechuber. So, madach with a big hole, you're saying all the roots in this pot is called kumechuber. So, avad, in the case we have a small hole, good. But the roots that are right connected to the hole, right by the hole, that's what should also be called kumechuber. Smelly didn't like what Reb Zera said. So Abaye didn't change it a little bit. If you want to know what Reb Zera said, this is what Reb Zera said. Rashi, the moedim Reb Shimon b'shum nekev. It's weird that Reb Zera said that Reb Shimon is moedim, that if you have a certain amount of a hole, it makes the nekev, it makes the kli cheres mechub lekarker. He said like this: O moedim Reb Shimon shimnikev lematem revis. If you made a hole lower then a revius of the kli, then it's called kemechuber. So drashe hoch yuditma shemnikiv lamatem revius. That means she'en no masak revius min anekiv ulamatem. As you have a hole on the kli, either you have it mamish on the bottom, or even it's on the sides. But as long as it's on the bottom part of the sides, that from the bottom up, it can't hold the revius of mashka until you have this hole, is devotsa mihoch ilav kli. Because less than this is not called the kli. So l'chur Abaye means to answer that we have two chesronis, that you have a hole in the pot, and plus that the hole is less than a revius, that means that this kli cannot hold revius, b'chlal it's not called a kli at all. Therefore, whatever is in this kli is called mechubal karka. Then Echnami, kol zaman the kli could hold the revis, even though you have a small hole in the kli, and even though the shurish, the root, is near the hole, still it's a suffix to Reb Zeirim. He wasn't sure if Reb Shimon is moidu there. Because kol zaman that has a shame kli, it's not called mechub lekarka. But here, where the hole is in this position, that the whole kli now cannot be mekab revis mashkim, or revis avoid, or revis, it's not considered a kli at all. Something more about them. Omar Rova, Chomesh Midas Beklicheres. There are five different halachis about breaking a Klicheres. In other words, like we said, a Klicheres that's Makabo Tumma, you can't be Matire at the mikvah, it's not Matire. The only way you Matire a Klicheres is if you break it. Now, what's the shear? How much do you have to break the Klicheres? Nikev Kumaitzi Mashke Tohor Milatami. If it has a Nekev, that water goes out of it. Nikev Kumaitzi Mashke means the water goes out of it. It's toher milatame gistro. It can't be metame hilchas gistro. Abavad dayin klihu lekadesh boy mechatis. Still called a kli that you could even mekadesh by the mechatis. Sadrashi kimoitzi mashki means nekev dak miyot shemashki yot seboy. You have almost a very small hole that you cannot just barely see the water coming out of it. That the water seeps out. And it could be the water won't come into the kli. The hole is too small to let water in. If you have water in there already, the water will go out through the hole. Is the loche torim latami gistura klaimer in kli shalim hu? If this is a full kli, ain't a nitta bekach. It's not mitayret the way it is. Avlam hoy yishev a kli lo yitzui. This piece of a kli cheres came from a broken kli. Voy roy l'shtamish boy. And the way it is right now, this broken piece you could use. The loche is the makamul tuma mishenishper. Even though Metchila was Tomei, when you broke it, it became Torah. But since this broken piece you could use, it could be Makabu Tumor a second time. That later it can Makabu Tumor again. Bail Trafus. The Nikiv Shut, Kemaitzi Mashke, now this broken piece of Klicheres that was Makabu Tumor the second time, now if it has the shear of a Maitzi Mashke, enough of a hole, that if it has water, the water would come out of it. It's not Makabu Tumor anymore, Mishum Tamez Gisra. It wouldn't have a loch of a broken piece of Klicheres that's usable, that thumbs of the loch is. It could be Makabu Tumor again, but here, since it has this size hole in it, that the water would seep out of it, it doesn't have a shame Gisra anymore. Trashi gister is a loshin shevakli, a broken kli. Come the first time of the ain shevakli choshe latznioi mishenikiv. The Teretz says that this broken kli is pretty shrach to start up with, and a person won't hard it, won't use it if it has this small hole in it. Trashi abavadayin kli hu lekadesh b'mechatas kleimer im kli shalom hoye. It was a full kli, a shalom little kli. V'nikiv kumaitzei mashke. You had a small hole that just the water inside will go out of it. Adayin kol toris kli alav. The locher is still called the ganza kli. V'yafinu the chiddush is lekadosh boy mechatis v'yefer para devin and kli ro yosiv mayim chayim el keli the koshken shem kabel tuma is maduch for mechatis. That the other terrorist says be mekabel the water from the mechatis and beef nurse. You have to take the water and then put the efer of the para into it. The terrorist says take the mayim chayim, means take live water, well water, and put it into a kli. So even though the churi need a shalom like a kli, this kli is still called shalom, even though it has a small hole. But since the hole is only big enough that water could go out, water can't come in through this hole, it's still called a kli. Weiter, so another meter is, nikev kukrenes mashka. Let's say a kli cheres has a little bigger hole, that this hole already would let water from the outside come in it. It's not called the kli midiraisa. You can't put the mechatis, the water of the mechatis, the mayim chayim, the well water, with the afer in this kli to mekadesh it's possible already. The drashi nikel kukrenes mashka shemoyshivu ala mayim nichnas betoich. If you put this kli on top of water, the water will push its way into it. Dino nekev rochav ksas. It's a little big hole. Is toim lekadesh by mechatis. Toz the drashi lav dafke because it wasn't tummy yet. Ela kamoi tor yuma kamoi klima. It doesn't have a shame kli on a negate kli negate mechatis. You can't be mitayr. You can't make the mechatis in this kli. But it's still called a kli negate to be machshir boy zroyim. So drashi v'adayim kliu linin hechshir zroyim means hazroyim betoichay, that something's growing inside this flower pot now is kitlushim ninu. It's considered like it's tolish. It's even the Rabbanan that says that otzitz nokav, if a flower but that has a hole in it, it's not makabel hechshes royim, or else it's called kumachubadami. That's only if it has a big size hole in it. But here where the hole is so small that only water could push its way through. But we say the svara, the air, the nourishment from the karka does not go through it. Avada, it's not called kumachub lekarka. And if water goes on top of this peris now, it's mashuk lekabatuma. It considered the whole kli, so whatever's growing in this kli is not called mechubel karka. Therefore, if water touches it now, it's machsher. Right? The nikit kasheris cut. Then what about you have a small hole in the kli cheris that the size that a sherish, a small root, could go through it? His nikit kasheris cutin that a small root could go through this hole. Then toyim alahachshe boizroyim. Since the root could go through this hole, it's called an otzitz nokav. And it's considered mechuber lekarka. Therefore, if water falls on the peris that's growing, it's not mukshel lekabel tuma. He's toyim alahashu boi zroyim. Obavadayin klihu lekabel boi zaysim. It's still called a kli, since it could be mekabel zaysim. That means it's stam called a kli to mekabel tuma. Let's say stam a sherit touches this kli, the kli is tummy. Kol zaman, it could hold zaysim, it could hold olives, the hole is not big enough that the olives fall through it, it's called a kli roy to use. Let's say the hole became so big that even olives could go through the hole. Then toyim lekabel boy zaysim. It's toyim lekabel zaysim. It's not lekabel tuma. Aba v'adayin klihu lekabel boy remainim. Luitzu, you decide you want to use this kli now to hold remainim in it. You want to hold pomegranates in it. So since now you meyachet use it for pomegranates, and the hole is only the size of an olive, so mele pomegranates don't go through it. Semele Yamachshav is called a kli now, and Vaika could be Makabel Tumma. Nikev Kamaitzi Remoinim, but let's say the hole became so big that even the pomegranates go through this hole, then Torim Meklum. Then it's not called a kli anymore, it's not Makabel Tumma anymore, it's Torah from everything. Strashi Vadayin Kli Lakabel Remoinim. That means Shem Yachtov Shul Remoinim. If you set aside this kli to use it for pomegranates, is Makabel Tumma Mikan Labo. Mikan labo, now that you have your das to use it for pomegranates, it gets a shame kli again, and now if a sheretz touches this makabel tuma. Oyim hoyim yuchel remoinim metchilu lo niter. Or else, who if metchilu you had this kli cheres that was miyuchel to use for pomegranates, so even though you had a hole the size of an olive, so what? It's still usable. But now that the hole becomes as big as remoinim, that the remoinim pomegranates go through, now it's toy from everything. The drashi toy meklum, mishum kli, it's not called a kli anymore. El imke matznia legistro yitma b'teres gistro. Just if you're going to use this broken piece, like it's not worth an alocha of a gistro, that means even after you broke the kli cheres in half, if you're going to use one side of it though, so that's makabel tuma. Seriously, if you're going to use this kli the way it is for some other purposes, it would have a tumas gistro on it. So the Gemara though, v'yim hukaf somit posel, but let's say it has a tight seal on top of it, has a tight cover on top of it. Trashivim hoyim mukav samit posel. Vu boyel ames. Now this kli cheres that's in the yoyel ames, and you have a tight seal on top of it, tight cover. Is ein tuma nichneses boy derech nekev. We don't say the tuma ames goes and timetama what's inside the kli through the hole. Umatz lakol mashem toiche. Hey, that's lochol by kli cheres. Even though it's in the yoyel ames. And usually whatever is in an oil hameis automatically becomes tummy. Here there's a chiddush by kli cheres. If you have a good tight seal on top of it, a cover on top of the kli cheres, it doesn't let the tumor come down. So here's a chiddush, even though you have a hole on the side or on the bottom of the kli cheres, for since on top of the kli cheres there's a good tight cover, it doesn't let the tumor of the oil hameis go into the kli cheres. The mukav some apostle at sheyivchas rubai. Then the shear is till you break mamish half the kli. If you have a hole that half of the kli is broken, that's called a shear, that's not called a kli anymore, so it doesn't have the heter that a kli cheres has if it's summit posel. So drasha sheyivchas rubai, the whole kli posuach ksiv. The posel says any open kli that you have a cover on top of it is not makabel tuma selemes. It means derech pesach nechneches loy tuma, for loy derech nekovav. The tumor only goes through a pesach and not through a hole. So kol zaman, the cover is on top of it, so it's not called you have a pesach, just you have a hole on the side. The tumor of the oil ames doesn't go through a nekev, That's the chiddush. It only goes through an opening. But here, what's nifs chas rubai? If the hole became so big that rove of the kli is open through the nekev, that's called its pesach now. So even though the top of the kli is covered, but you have a new pesach on the side. So mil the tumas of the erlameis goes through the pesach on the side. So the gemara Amar Rabasi shomati kli cheres shiurei kemaitzi rimon. I heard halacha that the shear of a kli cheres, the kli cheres like a stum mekabel tumah, as long as the hole is not big enough for rimonim to go through it. Kemaitzi rimon, that's the shear. Omalei rova shema lo shemata ela b'mukiv tzamet posim. Maybe you only heard that halacha, you need the shear of rimonim, negate to this halacha of tumas oil hameis, that was saying, kol zaman, there's a cover on top of it, it's tor. But when, if you have the hole, the big of rimonim, then we say the tumah goes through the side. So drashi ela b'mukiv tzamet posil, shim nikiv k'maitzi rimon ein amatzel. Because poshid means to say, we paskin before, stam kli cheres the shear as kezayis. If you have a hole in it, kezayis, that makes it oishem kli, it's not makabel tumah. So what do you mean to tell me here you need a bigger shear the size of rimonim? So that's what he meant to answer him. Mestami, you only saying this halacha nageh to tumas oil hameis. That if you have this kli in an oil hameis, we said before, the tumah only goes through the opening. If you have a cover on the opening, the tumah doesn't go in. But even though you have a hole on the side, but if the hole is a shear of rimonim pomegranate, that's such a big hole, then he holds the tumah goes through that hole. For the Gemara, how could you say this size of remaining a hole big enough for pomegranates is enough to let the tumas oil hameis go in? Rava just got finished saying no, you need the shear of yifchas rubai, that rova the kli is broken open, that's called the new pesach. But kozeman it's less than roi, we say it's only called the hole, not a pesach, and the locha tumas hameis oil hameis only goes through the opening and not through the sides, not through a hole. But tomorrow like kasha. It depends how big the kli cheres is.